Holy Week is hard work. It's supposed to be because it drives at the heart of humanity's deepest yearnings and fears and joys. It is such a special time that we engage the story differently this week, marking time by the pulse of Christ as he enters Jerusalem joyfully as a king preparing for coronation, only to have his head pierced days later by a thorny crown, mocked, lashed, and crucified, his regal nature ridiculed, while his friends desert him, his followers betray him, and he dies in tragic agony on a lynching tree on the outskirts of town. It's a lot to take in. But Holy Week is not at its core about listening to the story once more, the story whose ending we think we know because we've heard it so many times before. If we distance ourselves from the story and our place in it, if we just listen with passive ears, our hearts will not quicken, our stomachs will not turn, our thoughts will keep their objective distance, and we will miss the point of it all. No, we finger the palms today, and we process around with hosannas on our lips, not as quaint gimmicks of liturgical fancy, but as sensorial work meant to arouse us to alertness as we strike out on this journey that is Holy Week. Some of us will not want to make the journey. It's just too hard. And we will divert to the demands of life by which we normally find our way. But for those who are willing to step into this week with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength, you will discover in it and through it an invitation to engage deep, sacred wisdom that lends meaning to our human existence, the whole of our human existence in all of its beauty and brokenness. There is in this week nothing less than the Paschal mystery, and all of it is meant to situate our lives in the divine story of steadfast love. It is not possible to make our way alone. So we do so in the community that is committed to caring for each other, even carrying one another at times, because it is an arduous journey. We find different guideposts this week, palm branches and wet feet and wooden crosses and dissonance and darkness and death. And our pulse quickens too as we come face to face with all that haunts us. This is no reenactment of an ancient play. This is not pageantry so much as it is a portal into the depths of the human heart and the human condition, seeking what makes us tick and why. Gerald May once wrote, "Searching beneath our anxiety, one will find fear. And beneath the fear, hurt may be discovered. And beneath the hurt will be guilt. And beneath the guilt often lie rage and hatred. But do not stop there, for beneath the rage lies frustrated desire. And finally, beneath and beyond the desire is love." Is love. In every feeling, look deeply. Explore without ceasing. At the bottom, love is. In the complex layering of Holy Week, all of these elements of the human experience are expressed liturgically, but for a purpose, yielding into the consummate embrace of a loving God. At the bottom, love is. Holy Week has a telos, to be sure, But there is no contraction of time that gets us to Easter faster without making the journey of Holy Week. Oh, many have tried. But the angle of entry is too acute, and they bounce off back into orbit once more, thinking that perhaps the next time it will be different, but all the while still yearning for weighty meaning that persists. Yes, Holy Week is hard work. And so we make our way together. And we go with all the senses engaged, trusting that the shadowy weight of our memories and the glimmering hope of our dreams are connected intimately to each other this week, and connected intimately to the Paschal mystery that emboldens us to speak of eternal life, even in the face of death, Christ's death, and our own. So Palm Sunday plots the course for us. Tomorrow, Holy Monday, a contemplative Eucharist providing space and time for quiet reflection on what has been done in our lives and what has not been done. And the invitation from the sacred and the holy is to let it be. Tuesday, a Eucharist with special intentions for healing, fragrant oil offered in the sacramental act of anointing for any who want it. Wednesday, the sublimely vexing service of tenebrae at sunset. Darkness seems to consume the space, but one candle remains, beckoning us onward. And Thursday, a community's response to Jesus' instruction to serve one another and to remember him always, foot washing and a holy meal of memory before this altar table is stripped just as Christ's body was. Good Friday, a mother weeps at the foot of the cross where her son has died. And we approach it too, with temerity and grief in our own right. Saturday, a brief midday contemplative service to mark the in-between time and the waiting, until at dusk we light a new fire and turn into the great vigil, hearing the story come full circle into God's consummate love once more. Baptisms and a host of joyful actions make this the night of great glory and wonder and awe. And then Sunday, returning once again by the light of Easter Day, our day to celebrate the great feast that gathers up us up into the deep mystery of that divine love. This week, this Holy Week is set apart for your sake and mine, a sacred space of time and space to plumb the depths of meaning and purpose and identity amid the anxious uncertainty of life's ambit, trusting that the turn is coming, that we might welcome that happy morning once more and soon. So let us be on our way.